My name is August Olofsson, and this is my newsletter for August 2024. I looked over the crowd at the recent Kotmot, an annual gathering of Christians here in Iceland. The hall had well over 500 people present. I saw faces of people I met in the last months, and leaders of churches that have decided to stand with me, confirm my calling, and support me for ministry. My heart was moved with thankfulness and the experience that the church, including you, is standing with me. This journey had two phases from the beginning. One, to build the partnership network so Every Nation Iceland nonprofit can employ me and sustain the ministry. Two, start the actual ministry, campus ministry, and online evangelism. Recently, it dawned on me that this October is the right time to close the first phase. A few significant single gifts have been received, so the nonprofit is well in the green. With 84% monthly support, as things stand now, Every Nation Iceland nonprofit will be in fine shape for the next 8 months. In addition, I will be traveling in England from September 9th through October 6th to build relationships, encourage people, share about the ministry, and sometimes meet potential supporters. I'm confident some support will come through this trip in the coming months. It has taken me a few days to realize how big a milestone this really is. This has been a major undertaking. I was advised to focus 100% on building the partnership network before starting the ministry. I've seen more and more how important this approach has been. Over time, some supporters will step down and then others will need to step in. The rule of thumb is that 20% of my time will be attending to the partnership network, writing newsletters like these, etc. It has been a gift to meet all the quality people I met in the last months and has been a significant encouragement for the work ahead. Here are a few praise reports. First of all, I'm thankful for how well it has gone to build the partnership network. Thank you and thanks to the Lord. Second, planning the trip to England has gone really well. My friend Andres Guðbjartsson will travel with me. We depart Iceland on September 9th and return October 6th, like mentioned before. If you want to follow our journey, you can join my Iceland Alive Facebook group. Just contact me and I will add you if you're not already a part of that. And finally, praising God for that I was able to install drainage pipes around our garage apartment recently with good help from a dear friend. Here are a few prayer requests. First, overall, the trip to England, that this trip will build and encourage everywhere that Andres and I come. We will visit many places and meet lots of people. I will be teaching and preaching frequently. I will also need to drive in England on the left side of the road. Please pray for that. I have a designated prayer document for this trip with prayer points for people and places. Just drop me a line if you're interested to have a copy of that document. Pray for the campus ministry and on online evangelism that is coming up. Please pray for that. I have many good ideas, but most important is in the beginning to pray, talk to people, and listen. One of the first things I will do in October is to start a fellowship of Christian scientists in Iceland. The purpose is sometimes to be a voice on what is being discussed here in Iceland, and second, to be a role model for our young people. In addition, I can see several other benefits and potential with such a group. Pray with me for this. I will be talking to a few people I know and invite those interested to work on this with me. A recent highlight from the last few weeks was visiting a small church in Kirkjulækjarkot, an hour east of Selfoss, where we live. I shared about the ministry, and on the picture in my newsletter, you can see a few men from the church praying for me at the end of the service. This was really encouraging. Thank you for standing with me and following my journey. In addition to other things, the family is doing well. David and John have both started school, and Margaret is back in Nashville at Lipscomb University after fourth and final year, pursuing a double major in social work and philosophy. Thank you for standing with me. Our partnership impacts people for eternity. Much grace.